Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be joined this morning by Jason Benetti coming up at 9:35. These games have become must-watch. Tigers win again last night, John. Scooble today.
Scooble start. We'll see.
They've lost the last two Scooble starts, as you painfully reminded us yesterday.
Well, and I did earlier. I don't want to be the one to be the wet blanket, but
then just no. Well, just wake up.
I want to give our listeners all of the facts. Don't get caught up in the emotion. Let's make decisions on fact.
The fact is, the Tigers keep winning, and they're getting closer and closer to a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, this bullpen, through smoke and mirrors, magic tricks, or voodoo, I don't fully understand, is one of the best in baseball. It's Bo Brisky, who's throwing about 100 miles an hour now, and he's striking out the side, the heart of the order last night in the seventh inning. It's Tyler Holton, and this isn't a one-month or two-month thing. It's an all-season thing. He's a super reliever. Can go two innings, eight and nine yesterday. It's even Shelby Miller, who I don't think people are really comfortable with, comes in bases loaded, one pitch, he's out of there. Very next inning, he loads the bases, gets out of there. It's miraculous. It's
inexplicable.
Yes, and I think that's why you are struggling, because you are a logical person. And I normally am, too.
There's no fact-based evidence.
Everything in sports isn't fact-based sometimes.
Sometimes you can't explain
every once in a while, magic happens.
I get it. I've been a part of magic moments. I've also been on the other side where you can't explain why you lost a game to a team that you aren't better than, or you were better than, but they just had a little voodoo.
Brett Conway?
What are you?
Oh, God, I need to leave. He's going to kill me.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to point out what you were talking about. I wanted to present the facts, the truth. I'm sorry, John. Brett Conway's the guy that missed a kick to win the NFC divisional game that John played.
Yeah.
And then he would have taken on the greatest show on turf.
Is that why you don't like kickers? Is that what it always comes back to?
It's a long history. Okay. It's a long history.
Okay.
We don't have enough time.
That's
nor
fair.
Do people care enough.
Fine. Let's talk Tigers.
Okay.
How about the balk yesterday in extra innings? These things just inexplicably happen right now.
The balk, and then you knock them in with a broken back single.
A baby bloop, I think, is what Dickerson called it. Just a little bloop.
It is inexplicable that you are a team that sold at the dead. I go back to the facts. There was a nice little run that we enjoyed at the beginning of the season. A nice little run that we enjoyed before the All-Star break. Same thing after the All-Star break. But everything else was you couldn't find an offense. And it was young bats, no consistency. We go through Spencer Torkelson, Parker Meadows, sent back down, brought back up. Colt Keith, the unevenness of a rookie season. And then you sell. You have no pitching staff. You're going with group effort days, and you bring up Jace Young and Sweeney just to see what happens.
And then they win that game in Williamsport, and then they continue to win, and then Javi disappears, and it's one less problem in the lineup, and you keep winning, and you keep winning, and now you're 1.5 back with 10 to go. You mentioned Colt Keith. Quick update on him. People might not have realized this. He did leave the game last night. Took himself out of the game with a right shoulder injury, so the throwing shoulder, right? And apparently, he's had shoulder issues in three consecutive seasons. He didn't want to hurt the team. He took himself out. He didn't want to miss a throw in a close game. They're going to keep an eye on it. I don't know that he'll be in the lineup today.
Right. I'd be surprised if he was in the lineup today. But you've
How big a loss?
Well, I mean, there's a void at second base, and there's production at the plate. So you've got to find guys, and it's probably not going to be filled with one. You'll probably see somebody in there, and then, you know, it's going to be a matchup lefty-lefty, righty-righty.
Yes.
That sort of thing for AJ.
It's easy if they face a lefty. It's just Andy Bañez is in the game, and he can play second base if you need him to. You don't want Andy Bañez against a righty. So then you start looking around. It's more at-bats for Zach McKinstry. I mean, it's while Cole Keith statistically is not having like an all-star caliber year, he's settled in, and he's been a quality bat for them. So another thing they'll have to overcome, but I fully expect them to just pull the rabbit out of their, you know what, and find a way to win again.
All right, so tomorrow. The Tigers are off. Tonight's a school bull start.
Yes.
And we know the Twins are in Cleveland. Are they a half game back watching all day tomorrow to see if the Twins lose and then we wake up Friday morning?
Even.
Well, okay, it's still a game out because we lose the tiebreaker.
But
with 9 games remaining, even in that last playoff spot, that is the possibility. That's the excitement of this moment. So people, watch the night because it's a school bull start. If you get a win and you pair that with a Twins loss, you could wake up tomorrow a half game back knowing that you can't lose anything tomorrow. And the Twins could put you in position in playoff position.
Tonight, by the way, is basically a pick 'em according to the books. Guardians and Twins toss-up game. Win the Scoobal game. Keep winning. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So the Lions are going to be hosting a watch party for their road game against the Cowboys on October 13th. So if you'd like to go, you can actually get tickets today. So it's going to take place at Ford Field. Tickets did go on sale to club members, Lions loyal members on Tuesday, but general public can get their tickets today, $25. And you have the opportunity to purchase up to 6 tickets while supplies last. And of course, they're also going to have performances or appearances by the Detroit Lions drumline, the cheerleaders, Rory. So could be a grand old time.
There you go.
Yeah. Why not? A Southfield man is facing 8 felony charges for allegedly defrauding a sports betting app.
This is
wild. The 38-year-old man allegedly made more than $2 million in fictitious deposits into his Caesars Sportsbook account. This was in April of 2023, and he placed 10,000 bets within 16 days, wagering more than $88 million. He then allegedly transferred more than $521,000 into his personal account before ending all activity on the platform. He was just arrested on September 4th, and he was released on a $500,000 personal bond, but like I said, facing 8 felony charges.
At a 9th one, stupidity. How did he think he was going to get away with that? Like, there's no way they were going to be able to find out that you would put false funds into your bank? That there's no way to find him? Come on.
Most criminals are stupid, because most of them do get caught, but they have to think. You do wonder what was going on. Like, this is incredible. No one's going to catch me when I make this
wild
bets.
You withdraw money into your bank account.
Yes.
You don't think that Caesars has a record of that? They're going to find you.
They are going to find you. And they did. So lots of people were expected to voice their opinions and their concerns about a new Meijer location that would be replacing a locally owned grocery store in Rochester Hills. There was a public hearing. It was held last night, and one of the biggest topics of debate was replacing Hollywood Markets, which is located on the corner of Tinkin and Rochester Road, with this new Meijer location. Now, Hollywood Markets has been around for a long time, 1950, but this particular location, it opened in 2007, and the store executive says that the landlord will not be renewing their lease when it ends in January of next year. And they did go on to say, you know, like, it is rare to have, that's the anchor store in this is was my hometown location. I went to this location when it was a Farmer Jack, an A&P, and then Hollywood Markets. Like, I know it very, very well. They say it's rare for an anchor store that pays its rent, right, to then get the boot like this. And residents and businesses say that this family-owned grocery store is being pushed out of its location, and it does want to stay there. They say if they are pushed out, they would like to find a new location within the area. But a lot of loyal customers are sad to see it go. You don't want to see these locally owned stores get pushed out for another Meijer location. I feel like they're popping up everywhere. There's a new Meijer going up right by my house now in Clarkston, which
There's a new Meijer going up.
I've got issues with as well. But.
Yeah, right near our house.
Yeah. So
like, I worked at a Meijer. I have no issue with Meijer, but we want to keep these local. Competition is good.
Yeah. Yep. Jason Kelce accidentally injured an Eagles super fan. I don't know if you saw this video when he chest bumped him at this like parking lot party on Monday night. So it all went down prior to the Eagles Monday night football game against the Falcons. And Kelce was there to like pump up the crowd, and he did. He was on the mic, he was dancing, he was getting them all fired up, and then he invited this super fan Ron Dunphy to come up and like get fans excited, and he had this guy get down in a three-point stance and then like run up to him and do a huge chest bump in the air, and the guy did that but kind of went, you know, backwards a bit hard, and he said that he messed up his whole knee, but in the end he did say it was worth it. So
wait, who got hurt? Kelce or the fan?
No, the fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, not Kelce. Kelce was fine.
That would have been big news.
Right.
Kelce injured a fan.
Okay.
But didn't even know what happened. Like, had no clue. He went on cheering and yelling and didn't know the fan was hurt. But at least the fan did say it was all worth it in the end. Mm. Tennessee is preparing to add a 10% talent fee to ticket prices to raise money to pay players. It's all part of this new revenue sharing plan that's expected to take place in 2025. So the Tennessee Athletic Director Danny White explained how the school will implement this plan, and it's going to go into effect on all season and single game tickets on all sporting events, and it should go into effect in 2025.
So I think people have an issue with the honesty of it. I mean, it's not right. When you go to a Lions game, part of the Lions ticket is used to pay player salary. I think the frustration is there's more money than ever in college sports.
Yeah, they're getting an influx of cash with the new TV deals. That's where I think they should find a way to tap into first.
Rather than shake down fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news. Jason Benetti's next, calling this Tigers team this season. Get his thoughts on the stretch run. It's 97.1.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's something. They keep winning. The Tigers, a game and a half back of a playoff spot. Jason Benetti, Bally Sports Detroit, joins us this morning. Jason, good morning.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. I mean, this has been exciting. Is there any way to explain what has gone on over the past 6 weeks? How are we here at this point, just a game and a half back?
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer is, like, you know those flip books that they have of presidents to show, like, how much they've aged in office, right? So, like, you're like, wow, he had dark hair when, oh, gray. He got gray at some point. Like, oh, man, that happened. I think that's the way the development has worked with the Tigers. I think, like, you look at Montero, for example, right? His first couple starts, he's spraying the ball. They add the sinker, the curveball gets better, and then suddenly, after a bunch of months of development, you see this critical mass where you're like, man, he's really good. Parker Meadows at this point, like, I don't know who believes in clutch and who doesn't, but, like, every time you need a big hit or a big catch, there's Parker Meadows. And you take that with an entire roster or the abundance of the roster, and then suddenly you're like, man, all those guys who had those flaws before, like, seems like they kind of magically got ironed out. I think the world of what the Tigers have done developmentally, and especially, you know, the major league staff, but also the minor league staff, like, you end up with a bunch of guys who have made strides kind of in the shadows, and then you see them happening in big moments. And I think it's kind of the reason we watch baseball.
Another factor here is this bullpen, and we don't mean any disrespect by it, but we've called it a hodgepodge, you know, duct tape and glue. These aren't guys with proven major league track records, and if it's AJ, if it's Fetter, if it's the players themselves deserving some credit, how do you explain the bullpen? Like, twice even yesterday, bases loaded, they come in, they get out of a jam, five-plus scoreless innings from the bullpen. Like, do you marvel? It's like next guy comes in, and doesn't matter who it is, they find a way to get out of the jam.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in part the bullpen structure that you have guys that do those things. And then there's some fortune along with it. But, like, Shelby Miller at this point is on the roster to get a ground ball from a left-handed bat. We talked about it when he came in. Like, he's this odd, like, sort of weird weapon where he's a righty who gets lefties out dramatically. And so Michael Massey's standing there, and then suddenly Shelby Miller walks in and he gets what he wants. That's not going to always happen. And I do think, like, the BABIP gods have gotten some sort of sacrifice from the Tigers that nobody knows about. But I also think it's in part because there are so many varied weapons. Like, Jason Foley has that bowling ball sinker people talk about. And then Shelby Miller has a splitter that works well against lefties. And Tyler Holton can get both sides out. And you have this array of guys who, you name a player on the opposing team that isn't a megastar, there's probably somebody in the bullpen that can, number one, get that player out, but then, number two, hold his own against the rest of the next two batters that he's got to face. So I do think it's a managerial success, but I also think it's that the Tigers have weapons that are so varied. It's this wide spectrum of options in the bullpen that makes you feel comfortable in any situation. Like, a guy that walks up there that has trouble with velocity, like, there's Bo Brisky. A guy that walks up there who has trouble with off-speed stuff, or, you know, east-west, north-south from a left-hander, there's Tyler Holton. Like, there's something for everybody there.
What's been the biggest surprise of this resurgence for the Tigers? Has it been the staff? Has it been Parker Meadows, Spencer Torkelson? I mean, insert whatever you want, but what's been the biggest surprise over the second half of this season?
Biggest surprise, I think to everybody, even people, like, I watched Tampa Bay do it with the opener, right? Even to people who believe in it and who believe in kind of breaking baseball norms for the good of logic. Like, I was talking to Ben Lindbergh on the Effectively Wild podcast about this yesterday, but, like, the opener is something that has worked for Tampa Bay. But until you see it work in front of your eyes, you're like, ah, oh, that's a little bit like a gimmick. Like, is that the McRib? Like, I don't know what it is, right? But then suddenly you watch it happen and you see guys have success starting in the second inning, and it works. And I don't know that it's a surprise to me that it works on a one-off scenario, but I do think it's a surprise to everybody when it works in a large-scale way. But it also just makes a lot of sense. Like in an NBA way, you want that guy that's coming off the bench who you know is better than everybody else's second line. You want them going against their second line so you can cook, right? He comes in the game, he hits a couple buckets, other coach calls timeout, and you're like, man, that guy should start. Well, you'd rather have him be, man, that guy should start, than him blend in with the starters. And I just think the way that has worked out for the Tigers gives the Tigers some flexibility and opportunity in the future if they need to do something like that. But it also makes sense. Like, do we board planes properly in this country? Probably not. You know, like first class gets on and then clogs up everything. We should start with row 72, but we don't because that's the norm, right? But like, there have been a ton of studies that says we do it wrong. And so, like, if the opener gets you outs with a guy you choose against the top of the order, and then you go to the second guy, just think about being on a plane and standing there when all you want to do is get to row 11. It's nonsense.
I feel like I should ask, what's the best way to merge? We've got a lot of analogies. Should we use a zipper method or
I
agree. But I do want to.
Use the lanes while they're open. Use the lanes while they're open.
Thank you.
We're solving the world's problems, but nobody makes a McRib reference unless they love the McRib. Are you first in line whenever McDonald's brings it back?
Yo, when I was a kid, I liked everything that was a limited time. Okay, like I would have something on a menu, and then 2 weeks later, it would disappear. That is an insight that I've had to deal with for a long time. But I like the foods that are off the beaten path. Yes,
Jason Benetti, Bally Sports Detroit, the Have a Seat podcast with Dan Dickerson as well. Jason, what would you say to someone who's still on the fence, going, this doesn't feel sustainable? Maybe they're your morning co-host on this station. What would you say to someone who's not all the way in that this team is making the playoffs? Because it sure feels like it to half of this show.
So, okay. So to that other person, whoever it might be, I would ask in like a completely unsnarky way, how do you feel about fun? Like, what do you think about fun? And what do you want out of the word fun?
I like fun.
You don't have to answer. This is not necessarily about you.
No. Let's go ahead and unveil this. I like fun. I'm also bound by logic, and everything that the Tigers are doing and how they're doing it defies logic.
That's what makes it fun. That you can't explain it. That it is just live in the moment and say, why not? Of course it's going to be a blooper by Parker Meadows after a balk that you just happen to get in extra innings. It doesn't have to make sense.
How should I suspend reality?
But that's your own choice, man. Like, we all get to... Here's the thing I love about baseball, though. We all get to make our own choices, right? Yeah. Like, I don't have to watch the game like you watch the game. I don't. Yeah. You don't. Like, you can be totally logical and be right in the end, but, like, is that fulfilling? I don't know. It might be. I'm a super logical person, too, John. Like, I really am. Like, I look at this and I see the 20% chance of making the playoffs, and I'm like, yeah, probably not. That's still where I am, you know, logically. But then I sit down to watch these games and everything goes the Tigers' way. And you think, wow, that can't be sustainable. But we said it last night with Casey Mize's start, and I think it's important. Sustainability doesn't matter right now. There are 10 games left. You're in the window, and the Twins have opened the door to be in this window where wonky stuff can happen for a week and a half, and nobody has to make it sustainable. You can go on a burner of six straight blackjacks right now.
Yep.
That's what you can do. Like, but if the Twins did not open the door to that, you could say, yeah, like eight straight 21s is not going to happen. But right now, if you go on a burner at the Felt, you're going to make something happen almost regardless of whatever else happens. Like, it doesn't have to be sustainable in a one-day span. And so all the stuff we talk about in May, I actually think, and this is why there was this whole push and pull with Moneyball back in the day. It's like the first argument was, yeah, it got Oakland to the playoffs, but can it do it in a playoff series? Right. And the reason is a shrunken sample size. So now the Twins have left this happen where, like, you can just be crazy for a week and a half. And the Tigers have already done it for longer than that. So it's not logical, but baseball's logic, when shrunken to 10 days, kind of dissipates and fizzles.
Jason, this has been great. I just have one more question for you, because as we watch all of this, we see the foundation. We see a young roster starting to solidify. Do you feel like, and maybe this is a $100 million question, we've seen the core establish themselves enough to where we should see a reinvestment around them next year so that we're not relying on, what did you say, eight straight blackjacks?
Yeah.
How do you feel that this has positioned...
At the Felt.
How do you feel like this has positioned them?
Yeah, so, like, I just don't know where you put free agents offensively. You know what I mean? Like, I know there are probably a couple spots you guys are thinking of, but I just think with all the young talent that's here, if you believe even that this isn't sustainable, winning, you know, 24 out of 34, and, you know, is it for anybody? But I do think, like, there's a lot of value in understanding that these young guys, the plan is for them to only get better, and that the Tigers developmentally and, like, investment wise, like, there's a reason they put the money into the new clubhouse, and it's so guys can get better. Like, that's the whole deal here. So I just don't know where you fit in a bunch of free agents, but that's not to say, like, I'm not a guy who's going to be like, yeah, don't get a better player. Of course, like, whatever you can do to make your team better, great. But I do think, like, this is a very instructive moment of just giving a little leeway to the idea that young players are, number one, fun to watch, and number two, they are developmentally sound with the Tigers to try to make people better. I mean, look, like, can you guys believe Andy Dirks has done less than 10 TV games all time?
You wouldn't believe it when you listen to him.
Like, you run into stuff sometimes. And I think if the whole structure is in place to make people better, that's the point of this. Like, you want to know as a player and as a team that you can, when you tell a player that we're going to make you better, that it's actually going to happen. Because, little known fact, that doesn't happen everywhere around the big leagues. Like, there are places where people go and they're like, I didn't get better here. And I just don't think the Tigers are that. I think they're the opposite. And people might accuse me of, like, drinking the Kool-Aid, but it's happening in front of our eyes.
He's Jason Benetti, Bally Sports Detroit. Jason, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, gents.
It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all, and here is what you get. All-day IPA is a refreshing and deliciously flavorful beer, easy drinking and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days, whether it's tailgate or in the stadium. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Benetti's great. Loved having him on. We have some audio to play for Doug and Gator when they come in for crosstalk here. You knew I had to ask about spending.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a little disappointed in where would we put the bats. Willy Adames would be an upgrade at shortstop. Christian Walker would be an upgrade at first base. Juan Soto, keep in mind you're $75 million below league average. Juan Soto would be a hell of an upgrade to at least pursue this offseason. Where would we put the bats? I think you could find two or three if you wanted to be aggressive this offseason so that you're not in a do-or-die spot at the end of the season.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is there a point where you have too many bats?
That's not a thing.
I didn't think so. So get more bats, figure it out, and let AJ work his magic with actual really good bats.
I agree with you. We have some audio to play, Gator, if you can put your headphones on. I think your reaction is the one we're more interested in. But, Doug, no offense. We want to hear what you think of this, too.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're right about that. You can leave.
So it's not a movie reference, right?
I'm not offended.
We played this audio.
Denzel Washington.
We played this audio earlier. It was like 7 in the morning. And we got a guy who said, I've listened to the station for years. I've never called in. This made me so mad.
He was shaking.
He was shaking.
Shaking.
Okay. All
this is audio from Bill Belichick.
You know, it's even worse hearing it. I read it this morning, and my thought was, I'm sorry, what was that? I love Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick's awesome. I watched the Manning cast specifically to see Bill Belichick because I think his insights is fantastic. That comment, trying to give credit to Matt Patricia because somehow he had something to do with this. I mean, I get it that while Bob Quinn was here, before Patricia was here, Bob Quinn got the ball rolling. They drafted Taylor Decker in Glasgow. And then when Matt Patricia finally came on board, they drafted Frank Ragnow. But why am I giving credit to Matt Patricia because the GM made a selection of a draft pick? And
he
I'm
did
not
nothing
even,
with it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not going to give a whole lot of credit to Bob Quinn.
This is a classic example.
I'll say thank you for the pick because Frank Ragnow is awesome.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.